Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Major credit to David Peterson, because not only did he have that little sequence of retiring 11 in a row, he does it right after the Mets give him the three runs. We call that a shutdown inning. We call that the anti-Tommy Glavine. And not only does David Peterson deliver a shutdown inning, he does it without barely breaking a sweat. He throws seven pitches. Just really good, solid performance by David Peterson, who has earned remaining in this rotation. I'll give him that. Look, his last start against the Yankees, it wasn't a bad start, and he showed a lot of guts getting out of that early jam that he got out of, bases loaded, nobody out. But what was disappointing about that start, and I mentioned it on the drive home that night, even though I was very preoccupied with other things going on, is that you got to go more than four and a third. You got to go deeper into games. Like, one of the ways, at least I'm going to judge starting pitching on this Met team right now, is not just the runs allowed. Of course, that matters. Of course, that's very important. But how deep in a game can you go? Like, would you rather have four and a third innings, one run, or six and two-thirds innings, two runs? I mean, to me, pitch into the seventh inning. Look, if that's not enough because your offense can't score, then you lost because of your offense. And that's the way I looked at this game until the Mets actually scored runs. Like, if the Mets didn't score runs, I wasn't going to look at David Peterson's two runs he gave up in the third inning and say, gee, he sucked. It was going to be the offense didn't do enough. And in this case, David Peterson pitching into the seventh inning. And look, he could have kept going. And that's the other thing we need to touch on. He's at 86 pitches, and he gives up an infield hit to Keibert Ruiz. You want to give him another batter, Carlos? Do you want to say to yourself, you know what? I don't have a great bullpen. I know I've got Dednell Nunez warming up, but think about it this way. Even though right now Dednell Nunez is probably the guy Met fans have most confidence in and Mendy has most confidence in, and he's earned that, the more you get out of David Peterson, the later you can go to Dednell Nunez. It's not as if you're not going to go to Nunez to get big outs. But the more you can get from David Peterson, the less you're going to need from this bullpen. So, honestly, I didn't love that he was in such a rush after a cheap little infield hit to take David Peterson out of the game, especially with a pitch count that was reasonable. The pitch count was not the issue. So ask yourself, why is he coming out of the game? You go to the righty in Nunez, you know that Davey Martinez has lefties on the bench, including Luis Garcia and Jesse Winker. Now, Nunez did the job, and he got through the seventh inning. That isn't the issue at hand. The issue at hand is, do you try to get more out of your starters? To me, I would have. Now, as far as what happened in that eighth inning, you get the first two outs, and I love Dednell Nunez, tough to kill him. You cannot walk Jesse Winker, and he did. The base on ball always seems to kill this team. And then Joey Meneses hits just a little fly ball to right field. It should be a base hit. We're looking at probably first and third two outs with Vargas coming up. And now a big moment for Nunez. And I don't know what the hell Tyrone Taylor was doing. You know what that play sort of reminded me of? That Brewer Nationals wildcard game from 2019. Juan Soto got a base hit off Josh Hader. I think it was going to tie the game or give him the lead or something like that. And it went right past the right fielder, went right under the right fielder, and the bases were cleared. And at that moment, you knew, okay, the Nationals are going to win this wild card game. Just a bad play by Tyrone Taylor, who usually gives you sturdy defense in right field. And that felt like a killer. You have a 3-2 lead. Nunez hasn't given up the back-breaking hit. He gives up a little blooper to right field. It shouldn't be the end of the world. And Tyrone Taylor turns it into basically the game being tied. And luckily, for whatever reason, Eldelmo Vargas had his head up his ass, and he tried to lay down a bunt. Great. Nunez made the throw. Alonso made the great scoop, and they got through the eighth inning. So overall, I thought Dednell Nunez pitched well, but Tyrone Taylor's defense absolutely ruined it. The Met bats looked dead after that, though. They did nothing in the eighth inning. They did nothing in the ninth inning. They go to Jake Diekman for the ninth inning, and my God, I mean, the first batter is James Wood, and the National fans did a great job welcoming him to the major leagues. He's obviously their prized prospect. Good for him. Good for them. Good for his family. I got no ill will towards James Wood. We will eventually hate James Wood because he's a National, and if he's great, he's probably going to haunt our dreams at some point. But he hits that little roller to first base, and as Diekman is throwing it towards first base, I had these horrible visions in my mind. And honestly, the first vision I had was him basically destroying Pete Alonso's career, Cliff Floyd style, with a throw that's going into the freaking runner. I'm almost glad Alonso didn't make the play because there was a chance the big James Wood was just going to rip Alonso's arm off as he's running towards first base. But an absolutely abysmal defensive play by Jake Diekman. Runner on second, nobody out, bottom of the ninth. We all thought they were dead. I mean, there's not a Met fan breathing that honestly said, oh, no, we're good. We got this figured out. I mean, luckily, Keibert Ruiz swung at the first pitch and had a roll to third base, which is so stupid. Again, in that moment, runner on second, nobody out. You got Luis Garcia, who had come into the game and is better than your normal eighth place hitter. You got Jacob Young, who's actually a pretty damn good player coming up. How are you not laying down a bunt? But hey, I ain't complaining. The Nationals being dumb ain't my problem. We take advantage of it. And Diekman got that ground out, got a ground out of Luis Garcia, and then Jacob Young hits a ball that, I mean, if Tyrone Taylor lets that ball go over his head, this game would affectionately be known as the Tyrone Taylor game. But he's able to make that play and get it to extra innings. My God, what a whirlwind in that bottom of the ninth inning. And then J.D. Martinez, and kudos to J.D. because he has been struggling for a couple of games in a row. I think he was 0 for his last 11 or 12. He had drawn a few walks mixed in. He had the big strikeout on Sunday, which was a killer in extra innings. But again, behind in the count, hits the bomb to center field to give the Mets a three-run lead. Then Tyrone Taylor rips a double. Then Francisco Alvarez rips a triple. And all of this coming with two outs and nobody on. Keep that in mind. The Mets are up by three runs with two outs and nobody on. And it feels like, all right, we got a good chance to win. Reed Garrett's going to come in. And who knows how the inning goes if Reed Garrett comes in instead of messing around with Tyler Jay. I mean, it's possible Reed Garrett comes in and it's a clean ninth inning or clean tenth inning, I should say. But knowing how things played out, how important was that Tyrone Taylor double? How important was that Francisco Alvarez RBI triple? How important was the Jose Iglesias home run? Every run mattered. And I'm mixed about this because I have said in the past that when you have a big lead and you're relying on such few guys in your bullpen, you have to find a way to steal an inning here or there. So I really have to be honest, like Tyler Jay's up here. I don't have a problem with him pitching to start the 10th inning with a 6-run lead. That wasn't my issue. I think that once he runs into trouble, you have to be careful. You can't just keep him out there as long as Mendy did. Like the leadoff walk to C.J. Abrams puts me on high alert. And I think at that point, I have Reed Garrett warming up, and my attitude is, look, I can't let this get away. Remember, there's already two guys on base when you issue a walk. So you're only a few base runners away from getting the tying run to the plate. And you can't have that happen. You cannot lose this game. So after he strikes out Lane Thomas, okay, still have Reed Garrett warming up. When Winker hits the RBI double, I got to be honest with you, at that point, I'm taking him out. He's faced the three batters. Two of them have gotten on base. He's thrown a crap ton of pitches because that first at-bat to Abrams was a nine-pitch at-bat. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? At 9-4 with a runner on second and one out, why even mess around? Like, I get it. The Mets have a long stretch here where they do not have an off day. And they don't have a lot of guys in that circle of trust. And I'm good with trying to steal outs. But at that point, I'm done stealing. I'm trying to win the freaking game. He strikes out Joey Meneses. Great, that's fine. You want to keep him in the game after that? Sure. You're one out away. Once he gives up the two-run double to Eldelmo Vargas, get his tookies out of the game. What are we doing? Because it's lefty, stop it. Either way they hold on, thank God.